We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price of participation may vary.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1483 of the number one podcast on Apple Podcasts about job search. By far more episodes than any other show. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Today's show answers a question about what someone can do to avoid becoming obsolete, which as we enter these times of AI and AR and a whole host of other tech that's coming down the pike, it's an important question to pay attention to. Hope you find it helpful and give it a great review. And if you're interested in my coaching you in a job, coaching you in a job change, helping you with your leadership, being more effective as an executive in an organization, helping you with hiring people, not as a recruiter, just to be clear, but to talk with you about your process to help you become more effective, I'll simply say contact me through LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. And now, let's get going. And I have another question from someone on Quora I'm going to respond to. And the summary of the question is, how can people protect their income potential from the automation and redundancy of careers due to technology, especially non-technology professionals? Now, the description or the lengthier introduction, you know, lays out the history of technology and its impact on people and individuals. You know, the writer says technology is great, but what exactly should the individuals do if they choose the wrong career path? If they invested so much in training and education, only to find out that this career doesn't exist anymore. Now, Americans don't remember this, but in the 1990s, we used to have this war with Russia. We used to call it the Cold War. That's different than what's going on now. And there was a time when, quote, peace broke out, and George Bush Sr. Cut back on defense spending because there was peace with the old Soviet Union, Russia. I don't remember what it was at that time. But the result was, with defense spending cuts, there were a lot of people who were doing technology-related work, programming in a language called ADA, A-D-A, that was unique to the defense industry. Suddenly, their jobs weren't needed anymore, and they were being laid off, and the technology was sufficiently unique that they had to start over again and get retraining. The impact of this is people making $90,000 a year had to go back to making $40,000 or $45,000 a year because they were now beginners at this new skill. Now, this person's a non-technologist who's asking this question. Yet the answer is pretty much the same. I remember years ago going to a workshop, and there was a facilitator talking to a fashion model. And the model was someone who had worked, he was like the number two model in Europe at that time. But this male model comes to the United States, and he can't get any work. And the question became, what should I do? What can I do differently? And the answer was, well, you know, when all is said and done, you can either not work here or work there. Basically, he made the decision to go back to Europe, even though he really wanted to live in the U.S. He couldn't find work, and rather than hit his head against the wall, he needed to adapt and go back there. For this individual, I basically would say, you have a very simple choice. Once your career is being taken away from you, you need to either get yourself up to speed with the newest technology, even if you have to pay for it, even if you have to take out loans to pay for it, even if you need to pay for more education, and your firm refuses because they don't care about you, you're in charge of your career, remember? or you have to start fresh doing something else. So at the end of the day, this is what your choices are. You can sink slowly and wait until you're 55, 60, 65 or older and be forced out because what you do is unimportant. Or you can take the bull by the horns. My goodness, that's the third cliche I've used in this video. You can take the bull by the horns and attack the problem and do something about it. Really, those are your only choices because you can't stop the tides of change. That's number four. You know, eventually what starts to happen is the river starts getting more forceful and it's no longer a new trend, it's the norm. And if you're in the old environment, well, you're just going to get overrun, as you well know. So I think you knew this answer, but you asked for it, and that's what I'm giving you. You can either fight it by getting more education and training, even if you have to pay for it, or surrender and get overwhelmed by it. That's really it.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get more from me. First of all, visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. I have more than 6,000 blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read that will help you find your next job. If you want the best of my advice, join JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, where I've curated information with a focus on interviewing. If you decide to take the lifetime membership at the site, it's $299 currently, but that's the price of a coaching session or an hour of coaching from me, and I'll be giving that to you if you join with a lifetime membership. Have a few questions? Contact me through the Magnify app for iOS or PrestoExperts.com, where you can call me. Schedule a specific time with me through chat on Magnify or by connecting with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Once we're connected on LinkedIn, you can message me about coaching you, scheduling in time for Magnify or Presto Experts, speak with me about a resume or LinkedIn profile critique, help you with a salary negotiation or my trusted advisor services, and much, much more. Like you, I don't work for free. I do charge for what I do. You can take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and receive 2 months for free instead of just the one that the site offers. Skillshare offers thousands and thousands of courses, not just simply mine, on a host of different subjects that can help you in many different ways. Lastly, join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's free to the first 250 people who join and is focused on helping you do better at work. Information is shared daily, and we're attempting to build a supportive group there. Ask to join. I'm not letting recruiters in at this point. So I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!
When you're ready to ride Metro, we want you to know we're ready for you. Here are just a few of the people at Metro to tell you how we're doing our part to keep riders safe.
We're cleaning like never before, with hospital-grade cleaning.
You'll find hand sanitizer stations all over the Metro.
No mask, no Metro. Need one? We have a few extras.
At Metro, we're doing our part to keep the D.C. area moving. Find out more at WMATA.com/doingourpart.
The Home Depot's Holiday Gift Center has great gifts for any doer on your list and the best prices of the year just for you on top-rated brands like DeWalt, Ryobi, Milwaukee, and Makita. Right now, the DeWalt Atomic Drill and Impact Combo Kit is just $149, normally $229. Order online for easy in-store pickup or delivery. The Holiday Gift Center, in-store and online, and Black Friday prices now through December. Gift-giving improved from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only, while supplies last. See store for details.